Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The seven-time and defending 7A state champion, Bryant Hornets football team.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontivarello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it. Yeah, boy!
All right, 7:06 on this Friday, July 17th. Glad you're with us. Been a fun week. Appreciate you being a part of it. We are, Roger, thank you. Thanks to Steve Qualls for our mints and our Strength and Honor t-shirts. Thank you very much. We'll visit with Steve on a NASCAR report in the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Design Lab. Come up here in just a second. We'll visit with Heather Baker of AYM and App Magazines about what's happening around the state. We'll visit with David Donovan of Guitar Wars. That's coming up soon. Pat Bradley, maybe in the 9 o'clock hour. Big Sarge at 9:30. We have to do our Justin Moore, Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Hagen's Dodge. That will be, we already said it, we're not going to do Justin's song. We're going to do Joe Nichols, C'est La Vie. So go ahead and Google that, get the lyrics ready, and just and finish the lyric when Roger stops the song. Thanks to Hagen's Dodge for sponsoring that. Yeah. And then Hawks Home Movie Review, we'll do that 7:30 on First Blood. First Blade. How did he say it, Roger? He said they do First Blade.
They do First Blade, Colonel.
What did Colonel Trapman say the first time he talked to Rambo?
You caused a lot of damage out here today, Johnny.
He was so good. Richard Crenna was not the original actor in that. Did you see what happened?
It was Kirk Douglas.
It was Kirk Douglas, and he got mad. He was speaking in third person. He said, that should be Kirk Douglas's line. It's the guy thinks they can get out of here.
Wow.
And they brought in Richard Crenna. He turns up being the star of it.
Yeah, Crenna was great.
Thanks to everybody who's been. Today is National Tattoo Day. And I've been asking, where should I get a tattoo if I go down? I'm going to be hanging out with Bill Vickery in Tampa for SEC Media Days, along with Trey Schaap and Randy Rainwater. If I get a tattoo, where should I get it? What should it say? And thanks to everybody sending in their pictures of their tattoo. This guy says, a couple of years ago, I had an employee get a tattoo of my company name logo on his arm. He sends me the picture. It's Synarc Ready Mix. He said the guy left 6 months later.
That's so stupid.
I know.
Okay. All right, that Mount Rushmore of stupid tattoos got that guy.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan. You know, when he
yes, when the quarterback. Who was the quarterback that his wife liked him?
Mark Sanchez?
Yes, it was Sanchez.
Sanchez. He put his quarterback on his leg or something, wasn't it?
Someone says, don't get a tattoo, Baz. And my mom and dad would not be happy even though I'm 62 years old. All right, let's bring in our friend Heather Baker and find out what says. She's just got back from a trip around the world, basically.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Back from doing deals in Europe with AY Magazine and AMP with all the countries in Europe. Heather Baker, good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I didn't do any deals over there. I actually didn't even work, David. How about that?
Good for you. You're with your mom. I saw some of the pictures on a scale of 10, 10 being the best. How was your trip all over Europe?
Oh, it was a 10. I mean, we did the Netherlands, and then we did Germany and France and Lucerne, Switzerland. I mean, we went up to the tallest point, and I mean, it was the most beautiful scene of God's portrait of the world. I mean, I've just never seen anything like it, but it was exquisite.
Yeah, you had to be exhausted, you know, because you're going. You guys were on the go like every day. It's really cool to see all that, but that's a lot. I mean, I think you were gone for 2 weeks, right, or a week and a half?
Around there. It was fun though. I mean, but, you know, you're only over there for such a limited time, and there's so much to see, so you want to like cram it all in. But yeah, we went nonstop from 7 a.m. And, you know, there's a 7-hour time difference. So if somebody did want to talk to me, you know this before because you've been over there, but people want to talk to you at 2 or 3 in the morning. So that's kind of hard as well. But
yeah,
it was a great time.
Were you recognized? They go, hey, we hear you on the bus over here in Europe. We listen 6 hours different, dude.
Not over there, but actually somebody on was from Arkansas on our trip, and they knew that that's actually how they identified me. I didn't do AY, I didn't do AMP, I didn't do anything else. I just did the bus, so that was funny.
Before we get started, Roger and Heather, I got to say hi to Caroline and Stevie, who are watching. They're sort of my nieces, if you will. Jessica's with them, and they're watching. Hey, Caroline. Hey, Stevie, on the TV, on the YouTube, as they call it. So you get back into town, Heather, and it's right in the middle of summertime. Crazy things. I know, Roger, we've talked about it all week. I know we've got the Great Arkansas Beer and Rock City Margarita Fest coming up this weekend that we're involved with. Mm-hmm. That's at the State House Convention Center, and that always has like 3,000 mm-hmm. people. But besides that, Heather, what else do people need to know that's happening in the state of Arkansas this weekend?
Well, there's incredible farmers markets across the entire state, so we had that entire list. And, of course, we have the list of everybody to watch the championship game of every place in the state on that. So I'm not going to go through all those, but you can go to aymag.com and watch that. But we have the cake, and that's at Argentis Temporary Theater. Everybody loves the local theater here. And this weekend they're going to be having this production. And this is from the writer, producer of NBC's This Is Us. That was such a huge hit. This is a laugh out loud comedy. You can get tickets that are still available, $40, argentacontemporarytheater.org. We got our friends over at Murray's Dinner Playhouse. Love that always. It's just iconic for Arkansas. Footloose the musical. Get ready to kick off your Sunday shoes. That will be going on this weekend as well. You can go to Murray's DP.com to get your tickets there. Killers of Tony. Okay. Have you watched this on, I think the special has been on Netflix before. Have y'all watched that, Roger
no,
or David?
I have not.
Okay. Well, it's hilarious. But Killers of Kill Tony bring the funniest rising stars from hit live podcast Kill Tony to the stage for a night of unstoppable stand up. And it is over the top, and you never know what massive star is going to be there. That is going to be tonight at Robinson Center at 7 o'clock. I did hear there's tickets still available, $46 for that. We've got a huge first ever adult field day. So if you want to get out and you want to have foot races, fishing, 3-on-3, basketball, food, drinking games, everything else, tickets are starting at $25. This is at Fraser Pike and Little Rock from 12 to 6 tomorrow. We have the reopening night of Star Wars Night at the Arkansas Travelers. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Dickie Stevens Park. Our friends over at the Angler Motel, and David, that's where I filmed, and this is Crystal Springs over in Steve Qualls' country up there, kind of going by Mountain Harbor. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be doing a huge perfect weekend ride through Washita Mountains. The Angler Motel has mapped out unforgettable scenic trails. So if you have any off-road vehicle, this is an event for you because they're going to be looking at breathtaking overlooks. This is what Arkansas is about, is the waterfalls and the forests and the scenic stops. But you need to check that out and go over to Spa City Rentals to get information on that. It will be going on from tonight and tomorrow. Of course, the Rock City Margarita Festival and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, that is huge, presented by Oaklawn and The Buzz. You don't want to miss that. We have a Serve and Shine car show at the New Life Church parking lot, and that's in Cabot, Saturday at 9 o'clock. All cars of all kinds, all makes and models for the whole different family. And, guys, we'll have the whole rest of this list. It's so long this weekend, so there's so much going on at aymag.com.
Yeah, if you don't know, if you hadn't made your plans, just you go online. You don't have to have the magazine. You can pick it up at so many locations around the state. But just go to aymag.com and everything is listed because there's a ton of stuff going on. Today's National Tattoo Day, Heather. Does Heather Baker, don't tell us yet, Roger or Christian, do you think Heather has a tattoo?
Yes.
I think she does.
I do too. What's the answer, Heather?
I do.
is that
multiple?
Are you glad you have the tattoo? Or are you now looking back going, I wish I didn't have the tattoo?
I wish I did not have the tattoo.
I could sort of tell in your voice. Was this done years ago? Would you like to divulge what the tattoo is?
It was a tattoo that I got in a past relationship, and it's been tattooed over to try to change it. And now I've actually talked to Dr. E about trying to take it off. I mean, I just would not encourage anybody to do it. Just don't do it.
Well, definitely. Well, you always hope a relationship lasts forever, but there have been many times when people have done relationships and they haven't worked out. That's why they've got better about taking tattoos off, or you add to it and make it look different. I told the story of a girl I had a date with that she had a tattoo artist that was doing her kids' names, two daughters. And she heard him go, "Ooh," or like, "Uh-oh." And she goes, "Wow, that's not good." And so she kind of looked in the mirror and then it was like it was in the bottom of her back, sort of like a tramp.
It was supposed to be angel wings or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, with the name on each side, and it looked more like fallopian tubes. And it's the funniest thing.
Oh my god!
Funniest story ever. Anyway, but yeah, I see one here. One of our listeners sent it. Said my older brother bought a tattoo gun off of Amazon. And I got this when I was 14. It was a bow fishing tattoo. And it actually looks pretty cool. But can you imagine, hey brother, let's order some tattoo stuff. And you just got to figure out how to do it. Ouch. What do you think I should get, Heather, if I get one? Where should I put it?
I think the answer is no, don't stop, don't do it. That's the answer I'm giving you. You know, Ryan has tattoos. And, I mean, I love them. But he also has giant muscles and all the stuff that, like, all planned out. But it's not specifically about one thing. But he has two lions. He has roses. I mean, because he has half arm sleeves on his arms.
Yeah.
But, I love them on him. But I would just say no, don't do it.
Yeah, I was, they're sort of cool looking. They're tough looking. It'd be nice if you could take them on and off. That's what I like about Halloween. You can put on the tattoos for a short period of time.
Yeah, that's what you should just do. Go get a temporary stamp. Act like you got it all on there. I'll help you find one on Amazon or something that you can put on, and then just leave it and let everybody think you did it, and then take it off.
Someone says to get a tattoo used to be an act of rebellion. Now, not to get a tattoo is an act of rebellion. I choose rebellion every time. Now, you remember, Roger, for those of us old guys, if you're over the age of 60, you know, the only time we used to see tattoos when we were growing up is guys coming back from the military. Yeah. Military tattoos. You know, my grandfather.
They were a little bit different.
Yeah.
You could tell us.
Oh, listen, I almost remember vividly Pearl Harbor. It may mean I'm not Pearl Harbor. My grandfather was in Pearl Harbor, but I think he had a dancing hula girl. I think it's one of his. Remember, yeah, that was a sure. That was one of the popular
mom.
Ones. Yeah, I mean, but that's, you know, if you had it back then, you were military almost, you know.
Pretty much, or prison.
And now, I mean, kids today, I mean, they're all, I don't know how these kids afford them. You know, you see some of these young athletes, and they got 100 of them or whoever. I was like, man, the heck. Of course, now you got NIL, so you can pay for a lot of that. But all right, Heather.
Isn't that what got Ohio State's fellas in trouble?
It did.
Yeah.
It sure did.
Yeah, that's right.
They were signing autographs or something for tattoos, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, well, David, I read that you can't work at Bucky's and have a tattoo. Did you read that?
I did not know that. Sure, wow. Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
Uh-huh. What is it, a visible tattoo?
Is any tattoo or visible?
I think visible.
It's obviously got to be visible because they can't take it. But that was the biggest thing, is like so many people were turned away. Huh. I mean, they were taking something like there was 1,800 applications or something like that, but they were turning people away immediately had tattoos.
Yeah, I know there was a big sting about it. I don't disagree with them doing whatever they want
to
do.
They have the right to the image they want to present.
That's right. And if you don't like it, if you have a tattoo and say, I won't go in there because of that, that's fine too. Now, the only person that I know that would be in trouble with something like that is either Al Watkins or Chad Jones, because of the buttless chaps that they wore on one of our trips. They wouldn't be able to work and wear those.
Someone says, Baz, just get a basic slobber hog with a small 53 on it on the bicep. That would be cool. I thought about a Bible verse, which would be cool, like in a, make it look really cool. But you know, again, you do that, and does it look as good, and do you really need it?
Some folks put the... They get the signature of a parent or someone, maybe
on
a loved one.
On the wrist.
Or you get the last, what do you call it, monitor of someone's heartbeat, who's no longer here with you.
Heather, the other thing before we let you go, we are literally about exactly a month away from the announcement of the Little Rock Touchdown Club. In my 22 years of doing this, this is the furthest behind I've ever been. I keep waiting and waiting. What we call it, Roger, ducks on the pond. I've got ducks on the pond, and I'm waiting. You know, and then, but I've got to bring them in. I got bait in the water. Yep. And just I got to hook some of these. And I'm waiting.
I don't really
and waiting.
Care since I don't know who they are.
It's waiting. So Heather's always been a big supporter with AY and Amp Magazine. And
you haven't told me anything you don't know. So now you did say, didn't you say? Did you say what this big whale is or isn't?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay.
So anyway.
Got chicks coming in. Is it more chicks this year than before?
I don't know if I have a female this year.
Well, any of them, are you banning anybody as a touchdown speaker that has a tattoo?
Maybe that's what we look for. Right. Well, Heather, great to have you back.
Thanks, Heather.
We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Heather Biker.
Y'all have a, thanks, guys.
All right. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. British Open going on right now. Looks like, do we know anything about Herbert? Did you find
Lucas Herbert from Australia? He's Australian.
Ah, he's Australian. Suber, the guy in second, is a 26-year-old American. He's never won. I don't even know how he got in this tournament, but yeah, you've got, of course, a lot. I see the wind picking up. You got a lot of golf to be played. You got soccer tomorrow, and then Sunday, Roger, we'll be in. I'll be with Bill Vickery Sunday, yeah, watching the World Cup final. Who is it? Argentina and Spain.
I'll be playing golf tomorrow. I can't tell you where because I just get so hounded by autograph seekers. But I'll be with David Hendricks, and I don't know whom else will be there. Will it be Steve Brown? Steve, will you be there? Will it be
maybe you guys
Boxcar? What?
Get a tattoo together, all of you? Your family guys?
You know, if you don't go tattoo, I was thinking about a piercing, a lower extremity piercing.
Remember everybody was doing the piercing for a while?
And that's the thing. Yeah, I think a piercing still. But I was thinking about getting the piercing, but you wouldn't be able to see it, though.
Did the guys do piercing, Christian, or is that a girl's thing?
I have my ears pierced, but that's it.
Yeah.
I don't ever wear them. But
you have your ears pierced?
Mm-hmm.
What about your nose?
No. No, it's just my ears.
Here's a Razorback. We're getting tattoos. Text us at 661-1037. That's a thigh. Look how big that A run of the
massive.
If you want a big Razorback too, it's the one with the Razorback running through the A. Look at that.
You have
Christian.
To wear.
That's a thigh.
Yes. Yeah, you've got to wear 6-inch inseam shorts for that to be seen.
You see his hair? The hair's grown back on his legs.
I do.
Yeah. So,
I do.
Yeah.
So it's like the hogs running through.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do our Hawks Home movie review on First Blood Rambo. It was, give me a clip from that. This is actually a pretty good movie. We were sort of surprised by how good it was. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 on National Tattoo Day and National Lottery Day. Maybe it's a good day to buy a lottery ticket.
Seems like bailing you out of trouble is getting to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that king cup.
All I wanted was something to eat. Man kept pushing, sir.
Well, you did some pushing of your own, John.
Johnny.
They drew first blood, not me.
Look, Johnny, let me come in and get you the hell out of there.
They drew first blood.
Yeah, listen.
This is actually a good movie. I'm telling you, this is a 1982. It's a good movie.
Look here.
Seems like bailing you out of trouble is getting to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that king cup.
All I wanted was something to eat. The man kept pushing.
He didn't.
The man kept pushing.
He didn't keep pushing.
He did keep pushing.
He took him to the end of the bridge.
He said, "You got 30
miles."
He
even asked when he was in the car. He's like, "Why? Why do you keep pushing?
Go that way. Yeah. Go that way."
You're just like Brian Dennehy.
He went, "Go that way," and he turned around and came.
Yeah. Picked him. He said, "We don't keep. We don't have your."
We'll get into this.
I'm sorry that I'm on the side of the thin blue line.
Well, you know what? You know what? You can be a police officer and be bad.
Didn't say you couldn't. Yeah. There's a bad cop in there. But Dennehy was not a bad cop.
They roughed him up.
Caruso was not a bad cop.
Caruso was the only guy that wasn't.
The bad cop in there got killed.
I tell you, the Brian Dennehy and Richard Crenna, a couple of those scenes, man, it was really good acting. It was outstanding.
Listen, they elicited the help of people like Bobby Joe and Bobby Tucker, you know, to go out there with their hunting dogs to try to find.
Hey, he took care of those hunting dogs, didn't he?
He did kill the hunting dogs.
He sure did. Someone says,
who doesn't want to get dressed up with that camo and right after you see the scene, and then the tree has eyes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Someone says First Blood is by far the best Stallone movie. You can certainly make that argument. You certainly make that argument.
Well, I think he did with Dolly Parton was pretty good as well.
Baz needs his deer tattoo the day a boy became a man. We need to find that clip. That's something I think we lost in the transfer.
What is it?
Where I kill the deer.
Where
I kill the deer and Justin goes. When the boys become a man,
So things are working out with Network Services. Has done a fantastic job. The way that computer works and moves is fantastic.
This is
great speed.
This is a C'est La Vie by Joe Nichols coming out today, and it's going to be our Just a More Finish the Lyric. So if you want to be a part of that, you got to Google the lyrics. It's a brand new song. Yeah. It's brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton. But we'll do that later in the show. Later in the show, we'll play this. And it's really easy. Matter of fact, I imagine, Roger, you're probably similar to the chorus.
It'll be the chorus.
We'll let that take us to break.
Up all night, trying to find the perfect words. So I can say it once and you know how I feel for sure. It's been weighing on me, girl, and I can't wait one more day. Before I lose them, I wanna get right to on you, don't call me, say la vie.
Catch the buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
This weekend in sports, the World Cup third place game will be between England and France tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Fox. Then the World Cup final between Argentina and Spain will be on Sunday. Argentina is going for its fourth World Cup as they previously won in 1978, 1986, and 2022. Meanwhile, for Spain, this will be their second World Cup win, their only one previously being in 2010. Spain's defense has been stifling in the World Cup as they have allowed just one goal the entire tournament. Argentina have not been as dominant, mounting last-second wins in a number of games. Kickoff will be at 2 on Fox in New Jersey. And the Arkansas Travelers return to Dickey Stevens Park after the All-Star break tonight at 7:05 against the Wichita Wind Surge. Radio coverage for the game can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Hot weather for our Friday. 94 degrees or high temperature this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 75 and partly cloudy for Saturday. Also a 10% chance of a shower or storm and a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Friday, our last acre-free version of the Zone for the week. We got a lot going on. Tom Murphy stopping by from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. We'll preview SEC Media Days, of course, next week. Bubba Carpenter talk about Arkansas baseball. Champs and Chumps from Ouachita Bar and Grill. Entertainment Report, Philip Martin will be by. And we're going to be at Hurricane Golf Course in Bryant to raise money for Bryant Athletics. So come out and visit with us and enjoy us on the Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market Stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom! 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market Stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
Mike Rowe here with another fun fact. If your concrete is cracked or uneven, you can actually lift it back up. Whether it's a sinking driveway, a patio, or a sidewalk, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to lift your concrete slabs. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right, 7:30. Talking a lot about tattoos today. It's National Tattoo Day. Someone says, a Lucky Bella in Maumelle is a great tattoo shop. He says, this person says it's the best.
You know what? I've got it depends on the artist. I have a photograph of my wonderful woman companion, Samantha, that we had taken and gave it to Meat Man's brother, who owns, and maybe still does, 7th Street Tattoo. He took that. and made a pencil drawing of that photograph. And we have that hanging up. Fantastic. He's a fantastic artist.
A couple other messages. Joe's new song reminds me a little of Jimmy Buffett. Just one guy's opinion. Okay.
A little bit. I can hear
continue
it.
Continue to play that.
I can hear it. I can hear George Strait in it. I can hear Randy Travis in it as well.
Here's one. Hey, guys. Good morning. There's an Arkansas tie to First Blood in Rambo. A custom-made knife maker named Jimmy Lyle from Russell made the knife that Rambo used in the movie.
That's right.
He had a knife shop in Russell for a long time. Thanks, John. Yeah, Roger reminded me about that earlier.
Stallone was very particular about the kind of knife he wanted for the movie.
How about that?
Same knife. Knives have been made for obviously the Bowie knife.
What do you do with this knife?
Hunt. Yeah, it's funny. That was not part of the original book. That was just Stallone's idea to add in there. Couple of things before we start on the movie review. Nice article in the paper today about Bryant trying to schedule Bryant football. The one of the biggest, best teams in America. I think it's St. Francis Academy of Baltimore. They've got a couple open dates, so they're trying to fill it. Bryant's not scared to play anybody. They will play. You know what? They have won. This is crazy. They've won two straight 7A titles in a row and seven of the past eight overall. I had no idea that they had won seven of eight, Roger. That's going back to Buck James.
Wow,
and
seven of eight. Wow.
Quad Sanders. Yeah, I didn't realize that. And then, that great on Saturday, just talking about the powerhouse that Bryant has become nationally. They're not. I love the fact that Coach Sanders isn't scared to play anybody.
What's Kevin saying?
And then and Kevin Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't scared. Yeah, he had to.
Story on them, too. Mark Kelly takes over for Anthony Lucas. So listen to this. So until last season, the Bruins had won at least nine games every season since 1999 and had reached 10 wins every year since 2010. Since 2010 to 2024, they had won 10 games every year, and they won 11 state championships. Second most state championships this century of any team in the state. The Greenwood has to be the other one. But between Pulaski Academy, Greenwood, and Bryant, wow.
Where did Lucas go to Fayetteville?
He went to Fayetteville, yeah. All right, Roger, let's play the open for our movie review. This is one that I think, shockingly, we're all in agreement. And
yeah, in some ways.
We hardly ever go back and watch 19 movies in the 1980s, but here we go.
Wait a minute, where is it there? Oh, you got it on that other page. I apologize.
It's time for the Hawks Home Movie Review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now they're going to either heap praise on it or tear it apart. Thanks to Hawks Homes, offering custom-built and modular homes with more inventory than anyone in the state. To do business with the number one dealer, go to hawkshomes.net. Now, to the movie review.
Yeah! Thanks to Brian Hawks and Kevin Hawks. Appreciate them. Conway and Bryant, you can check them out at hawkshomes.net. You know, by the way, speaking of Sylvester Stallone, there's a new movie out called, I Play Rocky.
Yeah.
You didn't like the trailer.
I don't think it's going to
be. Isn't it funny? I liked it.
I loved it.
I liked it, too. Kristen is so hard to please. It just tells a story. It's really a remarkable story, whether you like the movie or not, how Sylvester Stallone pulled this thing off. I mean, it's a great story. It's
a
great story.
About a dude playing another dude.
The dude sounds and looks like Sylvester Stallone, especially sounds like.
Well, just leave when you listen to the conviction that he had. I'm not taking your money. $25,000 in 1970-something was a big money, and they tried to buy him off, and he said no. He said no.
How do we get to First Blood as the movie we decided to review this week?
Because you didn't want to go to Blades of Glory.
Well, Sylvester Stallone came up yesterday.
Or the other one. No, because we kept talking about...
Roger's been playing
this clip for the last week.
Yeah.
Did you first blood?
No, not that.
No, that's right.
Whoever possessed God in heaven to make a man like Rambo.
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
So
good. Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way. Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you.
I came
here to rescue you from him.
Such a great...
Yeah, we all appreciate your concern, Colonel.
Oh, my God.
And we'll try to be extra careful.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live.
Is that right?
Strictly speaking, he slipped up.
Slipped up.
You're lucky to be breathing. That's just great. Colonel, you came out here to find out why one of your machines blew a gasket.
Another great line.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare.
William Shatner talking here.
With a man who's the best.
Best.
With guns, with knives, nice. With his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land.
One job.
To eat things that'll make a billy goat puke.
Yeah, billy goat.
In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period.
Period.
Win by attrition. Well, Rambo was the best.
Period.
Okay, Colonel, now you got us all scared to death. What do you and the special forces think I ought to do about your psycho out there?
Let him go.
Do what?
For now. Defuse the whole situation. Defuse him. Provide a little gap and let him slip through it. Then put out a nationwide APB. In a couple of weeks, you'll pick him up in Seattle or someplace working in a car wash. There'll be no fight and nobody else will get hurt.
I do my own work. I don't figure the best way to do that is to close my eyes and then hope he gets picked up in Seattle.
Well, if you send your people in there after him, they'll get killed.
You know, we're just a small hick town sheriff's department, Colonel, but we're expected to do our duty just like our heroes in the special forces.
In special forces, we teach our people to stay alive in the line of duty.
No shit. I never thought of that.
You want a war you can't win?
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many, don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Yeah,
so good. It's so good. That's That's good, right? That's the that is a great clip. Some great acting between Richard Crenna and Brian Dennehy, who we found out after doing some research last night. Brian Dennehy was an accomplished actor on the stage and screen, and it's taught himself basically. And this is 1982. This movie's over 40 years old. Hard to believe, Roger, that we're that old. That when this thing came out, we'll chat with you, Christian. You're the youngest guy. You're 30 years old. What did you think of First Blood?
So for every movie I watch, almost every movie, not every movie, but I log and review, write a little review, some notes for every movie I watch on an app called Letterboxd. So this is the review I wrote. Perhaps no movie has been more damaged by its sequels than First Blood has. Many would assume that it's another dumb action movie, because all of its sequels are. It's actually a character study of a Vietnam War veteran that, after coming home from a senseless war, did not receive anything for his duty, which was all too common at the time. A critique of war, treatment of veterans, and authority, while also being a pioneer for showing PTSD in movies. All
right.
Although several films had done it before, I think Paths of Glory in 1957, Stanley Kubrick did it, although it was called Shell Shock then. On top of that, it's a good action movie. It's just an action movie with a point. So that was my review of the movie.
Wow, how about that? Roger, a written review. We didn't know what we were dealing with when we got Christian.
You sure did.
We had no idea.
Nerd alert.
Listen, he didn't tell us, Roger, that he's got written reviews on movies. Yeah. Holy, anyway, go ahead. Proceed.
That was my written review. I just kind of jot down what I do, what I think of movies after I watch them. But, this is a good movie. A lot of people would think that it's dumb, that it's just another dumb action movie, like I said, because unfortunately, Sylvester Stallone went in that direction, and I think Hollywood kind of went in that direction after Rambo. I think this was the turning point between the 70s and 80s movies, where 70s we had a lot of gritty character studies, and then we just went into dumb action movies. And First Blood kind of bridged the gap there. But after this movie, of course, we got Arnold Schwarzenegger like 2 years later.
Right.
Also, this was a huge year for Sylvester Stallone. He had and then he had Rocky III this year.
He had Rocky III the same year. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think about 3 years later, he had Rocky IV and Rambo First Blood.
Could you make the argument, Roger, at that point, he was the biggest star in the world?
He was. I think he was.
He became the biggest star in the world this year. He'd already won the Oscar for Rocky, and then starts knocking these movies. And then this movie was making a ton of money,
too. Well, after Rocky, he went through a rough patch for a little bit. I mean, we reviewed Nighthawks, but it wasn't critically received well, and it didn't do great in the box office. Right. And then he had...
Neither did It's a Wonderful Life, but look at the classic.
And then he had Fist and Victory and several other movies. And then there was a lot of people that... held something against Rocky because they didn't think it should have won the Oscar, which I don't think it should have won Best Picture either. But
Whoa.
I mean, you were
It's
a good movie.
What should have won?
Either Network or what was the other movie that
exactly exactly my
come
boy.
On man Rocky was come great on. it's a great story
it's an American
it's
story
based on a true story.
Why you go full-blown Josh on these things?
Anything else? I know you've got a notebook.
I have a ton of notes.
Roger, yourself, what do you think, Roger? Give us your opinion.
$15 million is what it cost.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. He didn't make
that.
He didn't make that. He didn't make all the other movies. They don't give him the budget.
$125 million at box office.
That's exactly right. It was solid. We said it was a solid movie. Absolutely. I do like it. Took 5 months, 5-6 months max, I think, to film this thing.
Yeah, you got it done in a hurry.
That's nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
That is nothing. And they had a tremendous amount of weather delays, mostly filmed where it was filmed entirely in British Columbia. That's Canada for those people that
cheaper
are
to film
from Texas.
There.
Yeah, mainly in the town of?
Hope.
Hope.
Yeah.
Hope. That's exactly right. All of those. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I love action movies. I like mindless movies.
It's good acting. It's good acting, Roger. It was fantastic. Brad Denny and Richard Crenna. Three guys. It's really revolved around three guys.
Denny and Crenna were accomplished actors as well. Well, and Denny on stage mainly, but Crenna was.
This was Crenna's
been around since The Real McCoys.
Most people say this was Crenna's best role.
Probably was.
He didn't do a whole lot.
He was in The Flamingo Kid, I think, in 1982.
He was. He was. I love Flamingo Kid. You know what? Sweet gingerbread.
It's completely different than this movie.
Oh, he's completely. He's
a Flamingo Kid for those out there don't know that either. So,
well, what's his name? The guy in
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon is in that one. And Crenna plays a hoity-toity country club rich guy car salesman. I think I hadn't seen him in forever, but it's a great.
It's a solid movie.
Do they play cards? They cheat. Watch Flamingo Kid. Anyway, I like the movie. I do think again, Brian Dennehy was a good cop. They had the bad guy, and there was a bad cop, and he just so you start wondering about what they how Vietnam vets were treated back in the day. There's a part of that in there because you look at Rambo. Rambo was in Vietnam. Everybody else, when he talks about
at the end where he gets emotional,
they all died in Vietnam and didn't know it, Colonel.
Oh, you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, he got the buddy had cancer. Yeah.
They had Agent Orange.
That's I thought that was interesting too. At the very end, for those that don't remember, he breaks down, cries in a scene at the end.
I
forgot about that. I was like, wow, this is a powerful scene.
They made 13 of those knives for the movie, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
13
of
those knives. Yeah.
It's over, Johnny. It's
this
over.
Isn't the full scene,
nothing is over.
Oh, this is
nothing.
Yeah.
You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me, I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win. And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
It was a bad time for everyone, Rambo. It's all in the past now.
For you! For me, civilian life is nothing. In the field, we had a code of honor. You watch my back, I watch yours. Back here, there's nothing.
You're the last of an elite group. Don't end it like this.
Back there, I could fly a gunship. I could drive a tank. I was in charge of million-dollar equipment. Back here, I can't even hold a job. Fucking guys!
Yeah, I tell you, he was believable. I mean, I thought, man, Rocky was believable. This is the horrible song at the end.
So this is the worst thing about this movie. It is the worst.
He's walking out of the
theme ever
out of the police station.
It's so bad.
This is '80s. This is the '80s end of movie. It reminds me of Over the Top or whatever. Roger, on a scale of 1 to 5 Morning Mayhems, 5 being the best, what do you give it?
5.
Christian, what do you give? I can't wait to hear this one.
4.
Okay, that's a big one for Christian. I too, Roger, concur. I will go 5 as a guy movie. To watch that again last night from beginning to end and go, wow.
It really is a guy movie because there's only one woman in the entire movie, and it's at the beginning.
That's right.
You watch this movie, you don't need to go look for any low T clinics. This puts testosterone right in you.
Music in the background during all the action scenes is so good.
I could have killed you. Been telling you the law.
Got the knife to Brian Denny's throat here.
Don't push it.
Let
Don't
it go.
Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go, King. He didn't let it go.
That scene where he's taking out every sheriff's deputy.
How did he build? Okay, that's one of the nitpicks I have. There's no way he built all these traps.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He's Rambo.
He didn't have time.
Did you hear what Richard Chris?
Did you not hear Troutman tell you?
He did not have time to build the spikes and all kinds of stuff.
He ate food that would make a Billy goat puke. He had, listen, he found that tarp.
The tarp, yes.
That was a real tarp that they found in the forest, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
And they cut it up, and Stallone still has it.
Everything is real, bro.
Stallone still has it.
And the knife was from Russellville. How about that?
So... Ton of notes. The original ending sees Rambo commit suicide.
I saw that. They had multiple endings, including
It did
that
not
one.
Test well, so they changed the ending of the of it to the one in the movie. Well.
You said the audience was throwing things at the screen, booing.
In the book, Troutman kills him.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, no wonder nobody wanted to make that movie for 10 years.
Nobody wanted. You know, it's a completely different movie.
Rocky was smart. It's over the people who made the movie to change it like that.
First of all, you write it that way, and you got to change up. You've got to have the American hero. Again, I'm on the side of the law here.
Go ahead, Christian. Finish it up.
The original cut was over three hours long, and Stallone thought it was so bad he wanted to purchase the movie to make sure it never got released. Because he thought it would damage his career.
Wow.
Rambo doesn't directly kill anyone in this movie.
Okay.
Stallone.
You're absolutely right.
You can't.
He threw the rock that caused the dude to fall, but he didn't directly kill him.
What an arm.
Yes.
that guy, he needed his butt beat.
He did do the fake, he acts like the fake tree and the lightning goes and he moves out of the way and they shoot their own guy.
Yeah, that is true.
What he did with those dogs.
Yes. They tried to make this in 1975, and Steve McQueen was declined because he was too old.
Yeah.
Christofferson was looked at.
How about that?
When they came back to make it again, Pacino, Newman, and Eastwood all turned down the role.
Good, thank you.
That would not have worked.
For Dennehy, Hackman and Duvall were approached, both declined the role. Lee Marvin turned down Troutman.
And all then, these great names.
You know, Lee Marvin would have been good. Lee Marvin.
And then
Lee Marvin.
Kirk Douglas was hired, but he left the project because of disagreements.
He's talking in third person.
Yeah.
This line should be for Kirk Douglas.
Last thing, I was looking at the director, Ted Kotcheff.
Yes.
He has an interesting filmography. I've actually seen this movie. Australian movie called Wake and Fright in 1971, which is a cult classic. It features actual kangaroos being killed in the movie.
How is it possible, Roger, our friend over here,
among
our producer,
other disturbing
30
things.
Years old, and what you said you've watched
Wake
the movie.
Wake and Fright, 1971. Actual kangaroos are killed in this movie.
How do you have time?
What do we know about kangaroos?
They have three genitalia.
That's right. And two uteruses.
The other movies he made, this is why it's interesting. He made this movie, Wake and Fright, North Dallas 40, and Weekend at Bernie's.
Wow. Interesting combo.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I walked away happy that I watched. I thought that this reminds me 100%. I was in college, man. I was a sophomore playing for the Razorbacks back then when this came out, good stuff.
My Adam's apple just dropped.
Thanks to Hawks Homes, appreciate them.
Thank you, Hawks.
2 5s and a 4. That's a pretty good number. I don't think we'll ever get 3 5s. If he picks a 5,
we watch.
If I pick one, I would give a 5. You guys would probably give it a 3.
Thanks.
We're going to have to watch a network now.
Thanks to Hawks Homes for sponsoring this. Don't go away. 7:49.
It's your first book here now.
They drew first blood, not me. They drew first blood.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
We set the jailbirds free. It's criminal not to hire Lion Legal. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all criminal-related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated ThermaKing windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 50 homeowners will receive promotional pricing, 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. You'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus. Call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 and online at royalwindows.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
USA, USA, USA.
All right, got a short segment here. Hey, talking tattoos, today is National Tattoo Day. Is anybody out there that has a tattoo that got in trouble, like in high school and that, or even college and maybe living at home, and you had to sneak past your dad or mom and you got big-time trouble? Is anybody out there, anybody got a story like that that weren't supposed to do that? I would have that. I would have that now. My parents are in their 80s. I would get in trouble if I did. And Roger, I remember, didn't you get mad at Meredith when she snuck one by you? Didn't she? I may be thinking of something. I've been thinking of Breezy Osborne and Jennings back in the day.
Now, she didn't sneak them by me. She put them right in my face.
you were not in a grip, but she didn't do it until she became an adult, right? No, young adult?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, you would not have approved.
Well, you're under my roof. And then she I've still got her. She looked at me and she said, It's not my war. I didn't want it.
No, yeah, she has them. Her hubby has them, and they've done pretty good.
I think there's a coolness to it, but more people are doing it now than used to.
Yeah, yeah.
It may not be as cool now. I'd like to have the guys.
I'm going to keep an eye on her children, though.
I can take off daily. That I can put on and take off. The other big story down in Florida about these about the Blue Angels. Yeah, I mean, I tell you, you know, having grown up down there, Roger, it's one of the coolest things is to see, you got all those Air Force bases on the panhandle down there that, I mean, they go out there and they do their thing, and it is really inspiring. And apparently one of them, if you saw the video, goes off track, because usually they fly over the water over the piers.
Yeah.
And this one sort of came over the beach. And a lot of people go, you know, it's fine. And it probably is. But
it scared some people.
I saw a picture, and what you forget is when it went over the beach, I'm telling you, the big wind, I mean, it blew everything. I mean, yeah. 700 miles an hour. Yes, it was just sand goes everywhere.
Where Hegseth is doing testosterone deals now?
Wait, who is?
Hegseth, the
Secretary
of War.
Right.
He is, anybody 30 and over, you're going to start getting to see where your low T is. And if you have it, you have the option of getting more. And if you're under 30... have the option. You can get it tested to see where you stand as well. But after 30, it's a mandatory. I think it's a mandatory test, but he's not forcing you to take it.
But it reminded me, it's really cool if you've seen the video. If you're on the pier, when they're coming at you, it is. I mean, I can't imagine being somebody in war against us or anybody else and seeing one of those flying over you.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so intimidating. And the fact that they're, you know, we went to NASCAR. We'll visit with Steve Qualls here in just a minute about NASCAR last weekend. We saw them going 190 miles an hour, Roger, and it is stunning.
Well, you're going 190 miles an hour, and you can't.
Yeah, they're touching bumpers. Yeah, I mean, that's what's crazy. And then these planes are going 700 miles an hour.
How many?
700
miles.
Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody said, you know, what if the jet crashed on the beach? Listen, I mean, I understand all that. And I think these guys are sharp enough to where that's not going to happen. They've been doing it for, you know, decades over there. I'm just telling you, somebody who grew up down there, all those watching those are so, whether you like what the guy did or not, they're so cool to be out there and see the because that's really the only place, of course, air shows you can, but everybody goes to the beach and they can see that and film it. Been doing it for decades down there. And so, 661-1037, here's one. When we were going in the 10th grade, my buddy started homemade tattoos in his shed out back. About six or seven of us got one in inconspicuous places. Got mine on my hip, and my mom and dad never knew it. I'm 52 now, and I do regret it, but now, great story.
I don't know.
I love it.
None of my siblings have one. I don't know, to my knowledge. I don't know what my parents would have done. Just wasn't a thing at the time, because it was military or a hood rat.
They went out and they did it themselves. Now that, I mean, I don't know what they did it with.
Yeah.
They did it, I mean, it had to be painful. And for, hey, all these years, their parents never found out. That's pretty impressive. I like it. Any of those stories, let us know, 661-1037. A lot more show to go. Don't go away.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino. With